Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, let's go around the NFL here on a Coming to America edition of In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Happy Halloween Eve here in Odyssey, Houston. We got our costume party today. So
we
if
do.
If you are watching on any of the visual mediums that we happen to broadcast our show, I am dressed up as Akeem from Eddie Murphy's role of Coming to America. John Lopez is also an Eddie Murphy character. He's Saul from the barbershop. The old Jewish man, and of course
Muhammad Ali,
our very own Figgy Fig, dressed up as Cleo McDowell from that very.
Get the hell out of here before I bust that camera.
Having a lot of fun, as you heard with the intro there. But yeah, let's go around the NFL. There wasn't a football game last night, but there will be one tonight, Thursday night football. It's a couple of teams that are actually behind you in everything. It's the Ravens and the Dolphins. However, the return of Lamar Jackson will be interesting here. Well, I should ask this as a question. John Lopez, do you have any interest in this game? Is this going to be one of those ones that you just go, nah, I'm not really trying to look at?
Hey, it's football on a Thursday.
That's a no.
Lamar Jackson.
When you start with, hey, it's football.
No, but with Lamar Jackson coming back. By the way, you know, in Baltimore, it just tells you like some of the – when you have the – what do you like to call them? When you have the pedigree, so to speak. They're talking about, can they get back into it now that Lamar Jackson is back?
Dude. That's their only chance, to be honest.
I'm like, what?
If we're being real, that's their only chance.
They're worse than the Texans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they can.
Yeah.
Bonafides.
If they can't get back in it when he's there,
right,
then it's definitely over.
Yeah. Well, but that's the thing, right? They were bad when he was there the first time.
That's what I'm saying. This is a puncher. This is a Hail Mary right
that's
here.
That's exactly what it is. But against this Dolphins team that's been so up and down, so problematic, it feels like this should be a game where if they have any chance of getting back into it, which, of course, as Texans fans, I don't know that you want by any means.
Right.
They would need to look pretty good, I think, tonight for that to happen. In fact, I've been looking at Yahoo Sports. Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports put together a panic meter. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things like, hey, you know, Lamar Jackson's return is like not panicking, but let's see what it looks like when he returns. Well, that's tonight. A couple of other things that he put on the panic meter was talking about Tomlin and his future there.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of has the panic meter a little bit high for a lot of the Steelers. It's like they're in an awkward spot.
Yeah. Jacksonville this week, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. The one that
the Colts.
Right, there we go. The one that I thought was the most interesting, Niners defense. He puts the panic meter in a place where he goes, that game against the Texans might be a sign of things to come.
Hey, you're welcome. It looked a lot worse than I thought it could even be possible, you know, against the Texans. Now, credit the Texans.
Right. Was surprised that it ended up looking like that to some degree. But, yes, again, credit to the Texans. Now, with this game, there are some pieces that people have talked about, namely Devon Achane, that people talk about. Could that be a trade, especially with how poor the Miami Dolphins have looked and with the ways in which it feels like they are coming to the end of an era with Mike McDaniel as the head coach, and you're trying to figure out how you're going to piece this beyond, because I don't know that you have a quarterback that you feel is your franchise guy. Do you think you could get Devon Achane, especially when we're headed towards the trade deadline? Yeah. I think there's two names running back-wise that are interesting for the Texans. Devon Achane is one of those, ooh, this could be local really, guy. Really good. Local guy, went to A&M. Or Breece Hall is those names. If you had the option, understanding the cost, right? We're not moving away from the cost. The cost has to be considered here.
Yeah.
Do you go for Devon Achane, who might be a higher priced buy, or do you want to further solidify the Iowa State collective with Breece Hall?
I think I would go and lean Achane. The speed is, we know it. I mean, we know what he can do. Obviously underrated between the tackles. People always say, well, he's a speed guy, he's an edge guy. He can run between the tackles some, and he has. Again, local guy, not just A&M, but locally here. And also, hey, the trade deadline, we mentioned this week already, is Tuesday. You know, it's coming up. So this game in itself is going to have a lot to do with that. And then you have the assets. You have 2 fourth-round picks in this coming draft. I don't know if a fourth is too high. Maybe not. Maybe. But you also have all 8 picks next year as well.
Would you be okay with the fourth? Devon Achane is a guy that you feel comfortable saying he can be our lead back
in a heartbeat
for some years, right?
In a heartbeat.
The way I think about it is Woody Marsh is a 4th-round pick, and I think you take him, and I don't know that you look at him and go, he is our back for the next.
Achane's like, better.
Leading
put
back.
It that way.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know that you had that, especially with the questions around Joe Mixon right now. I don't know, and the age, which maybe
and
is...
And age with Mixon, and age with Chubb.
Right.
You know?
So, maybe that could be worthwhile. I'd just be interested in seeing how, you know, at what price the Dolphins would be willing to sell
fourth
him
sound
off
right
for.
To you? Or not enough?
I'd very much want to see.
Yeah.
Like, that one feels like that'd be probably around the thought process. Speaking of trades, the Eagles reportedly traded for cornerback Michael Carter II from the Jets, and you go, why are you bringing this up? Because what they send in return, John Mechie. John Mechie, you are a New York Jet.
Hey, you know what? I've seen mixed sort of reviews on this. I think that's a good spot for him.
Do you?
I really do. You know, like the Jets.
They don't got a quarterback, dog.
Well, I know. The Jets have their issues, but he's going to play. I mean,
are their receivers that bad? I mean, I'm not disrespectful to John Mechie, but. Yeah. Like, is he coming in and playing right away?
Well, if you're trading for him, you have plans for him. And so, you know, the opportunity to play.
Well, we would have said that for the Eagles, and I didn't see very many plans materialize there, you know.
Yeah, I was wondering, are they in need of a receiver? Or, you know, are they trying to roll the dice on a receiver that could possibly be good?
Yeah, I mean, let me talk to you about this wide receiving core for the New York Jets. Garrett Wilson clearly there, but there's been some injury issues there, right? Allen Lazard is one of their receivers.
He ain't playing over him.
Fourth-round pick, Arian Smith, who does not really grab my attention necessarily. Are you familiar with the Tyler Johnson?
Didn't we have him?
It sounds very familiar.
Do you know about an Isaiah Williams?
Isaiah Williams. Yeah, see, I think it's good for
him. It looked like he got a chance to play.
Yeah.
Sounds like he could be a number 3, to be honest.
Yeah.
He has a chance to play. The question I have is just, what does it actually look like if he does play? Because, again, Tyrod Taylor's been up there dealing with an injury. Justin Fields has been I mean, I knew that he was there as a gap quarterback. Right. There's been some difficulties there, even though they ultimately got their victory, their first victory of the season this past weekend. It's just more power to him. Obviously, I wish Mechie well, obviously. Like, we know the trials and tribulations that he's had to overcome to maintain this spot here. But yeah, that is where John Mechie now lands after.
You just need to get on the field at this point.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think it's good for him.
Yeah.
Hopefully we see him on the field. Remember, Football Talk here on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Today. All right, CBS Sports, they put up their all-rookie team, John Lopez.
They sure did, midway through the season.
Yeah, the midway point. With that being the case.
Have you looked at it?
I haven't.
All right, let's play the guessing game. And then there's something I want to talk about specifically on this. Quarterback.
Quarterback for
all-rookie team, midway point. Jackson Dart. Yeah. My guy. I was Jackson Dart when Jackson Dart wasn't cool. Running backs?
Running back.
It got to be Judkins.
You guys are good.
Yeah, I was like, Judkins.
Quinshon Judkins.
Nah, he's been playing pretty good.
Wide receiver.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Who are my wide receivers rookie?
One of them's a layup.
It got to be Abuka.
Abuka's the layup.
Oh, yeah, Mecca. Goodness gracious.
Then they also have Tet McMillan.
Tet's been good, too. It's okay. Just he played for Carolina, and they haven't gotten a lot of victories.
And Travis Hunter.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Tight end's a layup.
That's a little stretch.
Yeah, that's Tyler Warren.
Tyler Warren's the layup.
You know what? I need to check in on Colston Loveland because that's a tight end that I liked, but I have not thought very much about since.
Yeah. And then I'm going to skip the offensive line because there's something I want to talk about with that.
Oh, so you're just not going to let me talk about Ariante Arcery. Okay. That's
well,
how it is.
Spoiler alert, not on the list. Defense, defensive edge rushers, one of them's a layup for sure. Or defensive line. Abdul Carter.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I was thinking Abdul Carter, but the only name I could think of was Kayvon Thibodeau, and I was like, wrong year.
Then Jamari Caldwell and Mason Graham. I'm rolling through some of these because I want to talk about something here. Linebackers, Carson Schwesinger.
Yeah, Schwesinger's been really good.
And there's a lot of Browns.
There's a lot of Browns on there. Jihad Campbell. Cornerbacks, Will Johnson and Trey Amos. And then we have Nick Amonwori. As a safety.
Yeah, M.M. Worry, we saw him just recently with the Seattle Seahawks. He's been really good. Like he's been flying around kind of like
Jalen Petrie. Real good. He's going to be really, really good. He's long-term. You know he's going to be good. And Craig Woodson. Now, let's go to the offensive line.
Yes, sir.
This is something that us and a lot of fans and a lot of people have scratched their heads about. I'm going to give you the names. Kelvin Banks Jr.
Yes.
Gray Zabel.
Yes.
Jared Wilson from the Patriots.
Okay.
Tate Ratledge.
Yeah, the center, Detroit.
Detroit. And then Armon Membu.
He's with the Jets, ain't he?
From the Jets.
Yeah.
4 first-round picks.
Yeah.
Now, priorities matter. You know, getting offensive linemen in the premium rounds matters. And so all these guys, actually, it's only 3. It's only 3 first-rounders. I had Jared Wilson, excuse me.
And Tate Ratledge.
I had Tate Ratledge as a first-rounder, but he's a second-round pick, 57 overall. But prioritizing the offensive line is just not something they've been good at or done a whole lot of. It's second- and third-rounders. First-round matters with the offensive line, just like running back. You know, the premier running backs, everybody's saying – well, you can get one in the 3rd or 4th round. You can, and they might be good, and they might be great.
Well, some of this is also confirmation bias because there's a lot of first rounders that don't end up on there, right? You don't end up with Simmons on there.
Well, sure.
But I think that part of it was probably going to be difficult for you to get an offensive lineman on here anyways with the way
this year, your offensive
line is. But then also you took honestly some of the ways that you invested in the offseason outside of the draft.
Well, that's part of the equation here.
Agreed. Yeah. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
You got your rookie center, offensive lineman, playing the hardest position on your offensive line, which is left tackle, next to a position where you've rotated players at left guard.
Yes.
And so like, I think that all of those things were going to make it more difficult. But I guess I was interpreting you saying that as, you know, the actual second round draft pick. I think that they got a great player with a lot of upside in Ariante Ursary. Mm-hmm. I think the thing though is it's always going to be a learning curve with an offensive line, but then also just as with anything with football, who you're surrounded by, it's always contextual. And the context is he's having a really difficult job without the easiest of help around him as well.
We didn't think he would even be a left tackle.
Right. If best case scenario, the way that the Texans were planning, he was going to be a right tackle.
Or a swing.
Or a swing tackle.
Yeah.
Mm. So that's fair. That's what's happening with that right there. I did want to mention this because this was the thing that I saw that I just had that I found to be funny. Did you know that the NFL is in is doing a collaboration with Lululemon? Are you familiar with Lululemon, by the way? Because I do wonder how many people in our kind of collective space know about
it. My wife and daughter are.
Okay, fair.
It's kind of a bougie workout brand.
Yeah, it's like the athleisure, but to a for suburban housewives.
Yeah.
It's real expensive, and that did not change at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think they started allowing people to buy this a couple days ago, and I saw people on my particular social media timeline like, wait, it cost how much?
Yeah, did you see that? Did you see the price of that hoodie?
Tell me.
I think what I saw somebody post was it was a hoodie for like maybe $300.
Come on, man.
It might be about $200, $300 for a hoodie.
The question I have is, who is this for?
Well, the you say that, and I get your point.
It's probably for influencers or something, man.
Well, yes, that too, but peer pressure.
Not for people out here going to the games.
Hey, it's like...
Just give me a real jersey at this point.
It's like Jordans. You think it's just like, who can afford Jordans? Well, apparently everyone, can make themselves. I think that's the niche that they're looking for. Like, it's such a premier brand people will somehow take out a mortgage and buy stuff.
The thing is, this is a premier brand for a certain group or kind of like a certain section of people, though.
Not us.
Jordans was like a brand. Everybody and their mama wanted some Jordans.
Well, Lululemon thinks they can be that.
And to be fair, I remember, it might have been last year, actually. I was at an outlet mall with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Neither here nor there, but we were there. And I was like, what is this big old line for? Because it's an outlet mall, right? Yeah. I'm not talking about, any... And it's like, my mom was like, are they giving away money in there? Nope, it was just the Lululemon. Yes. Like, apparently the Lululemon does do numbers. I just, in my brain, I go, with the quality that NFL products typically give and with already the way that they're priced, I've struggled to find the person that goes, I'm going to get the Lululemon version rather than just like a team hoodie that's already probably like $75. But
yeah, and it's not like I guess you can see the difference in the Lululemon versus something else, a regular hoodie, but...
Yeah.
I don't think it's that much of a change. It's not like it's Louis Vuitton and NFL collab type of deal.
No, look, man, I think this is an instance where the three of us, culturally speaking, in terms of that type of brand, it's just not we can't relate. But I think a lot of people, that is their Louis Vuitton, that is their Jordans, and they're banking on that.
I think the other thing is you really don't see NFL collab with like a brand like this either.
Yeah.
It's usually Nike, Adidas, or something like that. And I think the most recent one I seen was Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah.
And that was clear as day. It was like a Tommy Hilfiger collab where you could tell it wasn't like a regular NFL thing, but like you never see, like I said, you never see them collabing with Gucci or anything like this. So this is kind of a weird one from that point too.
It is.
Yeah. So I thought that was funny. And just to wrap this up here as we go around the NFL, I just like pointing and laughing generally. Did you know that the Bengals defense had a players only meeting earlier this week?
Of course they did.
They had the, I will say, one of the most interesting games of a weekend that had a lot of blowouts. Between they lost to, who did they lose again? It was a 39-38 loss the Bengals had this weekend. Defensive coordinator Al Golden says he doesn't know what was being discussed during the meeting. Bengals.
Hell, I don't know.
Everything's going well out there in Ohio now, ain't it?
Remember their first round pick that went through all that trouble getting signed and all that stuff?
Oh, Shamar
Stewart. Yeah. Did y'all see his stats?
No,
of the season?
I did not. Please
somebody tagged me in this. Salute to the guy tagged me in this. His 2025 regular season stat, one solo tackle.
What did I say? That was another one that I before the draft.
That brother got one tackle.
And
on
that
the
dude's
year.
An Aggie, and I was here saying I don't see it.
You know what? You know what? Lopez's response to you bring those stats.
Aha. I told you.
All right, there you go. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio.
Guy walks into the restaurant, says, "Taste my soup."
What's wrong? Is it cold?
Taste the soup.
All right, where's the spoon? There you go. All right, coming up next, let's talk with our guy that we talk to every Thursday, former NFL pass rusher and my favorite Nigerian-American we talk to weekly. His name is Ndi Kalu, and we'll talk to him next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.